So if you hate having erections, block the estrogen. Welcome to Hormones Happen, a podcast designed for individuals like you who are curious about the amazing benefits of hormone replacement therapy. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and I'm a nurse practitioner who specializes in HRT. I have seen firsthand the debilitating effects of hormone deficiency and have personally experienced the benefits of optimization. My goal is to arm you with information regarding the good, the bad, and even taboo aspects of HRT while answering your burning questions. Please join me for today's episode of the Hormones Happen podcast. Welcome back, everyone, to the second episode of Hormones Happen. Last week, we talked about the benefits of testosterone for both men and women. And today we will discuss the amazing effects of estrogen, specifically estradiol. Often overshadowed by testosterone and inaccurately labeled as a quote-unquote female hormone, estradiol is truly an unsung hero. For context, it is important to first realize that estrogen is an umbrella term and encompasses four different types of estrogens that we know of. Estrione, E1, is the most prevalent type after menopause. Estradiol, E2, is the most common type during a woman's fertile years and the most abundant type in males. Estriol, E3, is present in a female during pregnancy, and estradiol, E4, is found in fetal circulation. The majority of benefits regarding bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is centered around estradiol due to its affinity for estrogen beta receptors, which slow growth, and oppose estrogen alpha receptors, which cause growth. In a female, estradiol is predominantly produced in the ovaries, but is also made in the adrenal glands and from aromatization of testosterone. In males, small amounts of both estrione and estradiol are made in the testes and adrenal glands, but the majority is converted from testosterone. Why do we care about estradiol at all? Believe it or not, estradiol is not just a hormone that influences reproductive health, but has significant impact on bone mineral density, cardiac health, mood stabilization, and even fat distribution. Low estradiol levels in both men and women can cause symptoms such as fatigue, joint pain, osteoporosis, irritability and depression, and even difficulty losing weight. Let's hone in on some of those benefits again for a second, because I often get guys and sometimes women tell me that they never knew estradiol had such an important role in overall health. In regards to preserving bone strength, women are at a particularly high risk of osteoporosis after menopause as the estradiol levels fall. Imagine this: you're carrying groceries and suddenly feel a sharp pain in your wrist. You end up going to your primary care provider, only to find out that your bones have become weak and brittle in your older age. While men are at much lesser risk of osteoporosis, if a man is intentionally blocking their estradiol, they significantly increase it. Let's take 40-year-old John Doe, for example, who is on TRT while blocking the aromatization of testosterone to estradiol with an aromatase inhibitor such as anastrozole. Testosterone level is beautiful at around 1400 to 1500. And he falls at the airport, fracturing his hip. This is not a normal occurrence for a quote-unquote healthy 40-year-old to fracture a hip. On further evaluation, his estradiol level is undetectable, and he too has osteoporosis. The biggest issue with both of these scenarios is that they are completely preventable. What about mental health? That's important, right? The number one complaint I get from women crossing from perimenopause to postmenopause is increased agitation and anxiety. When I take over care of a man from another clinic that was using estrogen blockers, he will often report increased agitation as well. Estradiol has a massive influence on mental health improvements by increasing the production of serotonin, which is called a feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain, and by influencing the activity of other mood-regulating chemicals like endorphins. Estradiol can also help prevent dementia by protecting brain cells from damage, reducing inflammation, promoting neuron growth and repair, and improving blood flow to the brain, resulting in what's called brain volumization. Let's take 45-year-old Jane Doe, who has noticed that work has been causing her increased anxiety, and she has been forgetting simple tasks such as taking out the trash once a week. These are real-life examples, guys, of common occurrences that are also very preventable. Age spots, wrinkles, loose skin, these are all common signs of aging, but estradiol promotes collagen production, which gives the skin its elasticity, reduces wrinkles. Estradiol is also responsible for keeping your hair thick and healthy in both men and women. This one's for the guys. Let's go back to 40-year-old John Doe taking TRT with an estrogen blocker. He feels good. He looks good. But he comes to me because he is unable to get erections. I'm not making these things up, guys. It happens more than you think. I get an estradiol level, only to find out it's undetectable. This is real talk, guys. You have estradiol receptors on the penis. So if you hate having erections, block the estrogen. Now for the women, estradiol is known as the hormone of youth due to its role in giving a developing woman all of the growth in the right places, such as the breast, hips, buttocks, but it also regulates sexual desire. As a woman ages, she enters menopause. Estrione is now the primary estrogen, leading to negative growth, such as tumors, cardiac disease, vaginal atrophy, and uterine fibroids. The list goes on and on. Now that we can all agree that estradiol is our friend, how can we supplement it? Just like with testosterone, estradiol comes in a variety of forms, such as pills, creams, patches, injections, and even pellets. As I've said before, I am not a fan of pellets and feel that it is just a cash grab for the companies that produce them. I recommend creams as a first-line therapy for women due to the ease of application, versatility, and ability to adjust the dosage. Regarding the dosage and frequency, you have to take into account whether the patient is in perimenopause, postmenopause, or 10 years postmenopause, because each has its own considerations. I do have a lot of patients that have been on oral estradiol at one point or another, and while that is a great once-a-day option, there have been some studies that show it has a higher risk of blood clot development compared to the creams. The reason is because oral estradiol elevates levels of coagulation factors and inflammatory markers when it's metabolized by the liver, whereas the cream bypasses liver metabolism and is absorbed through capillaries. With that being said, lifestyle plays a large role in this, and if your risk of blood clots is inherently high from a sedentary lifestyle, smoking, or genetic predisposition, it doesn't matter whether or not you're on creams or pills, because you're still at high risk. Some women prefer the injections, but honestly, I'm not too familiar with this mode of administration, and mostly stick to creams. I will be looking more into this though, and will probably have some more insight in the near future. So, to sum it up, estradiol is beneficial for both men and women for a variety of reasons. Although it has been outcasted due to flawed studies such as the Women's Health Initiative in the 2000s, estradiol is one of the safest and most effective therapies out there. We live in a reactive society where we would much rather treat a disease instead of preventing it from happening in the first place. Now, I may have to put my tinfoil hat on here, but I truly believe this is due to the greed of the pharmaceutical companies and the boatloads of money they make treating conditions caused by hormone deficiency. With all the endocrine disruptors in society, we are experiencing significant burdens on our hormones, and because of this, we are developing secondary conditions such as insulin resistance and metabolic disease. They created the market because now we are not only treating the disease, but the side effects of the treatments. While HRT may not be the panacea to all of your problems, the fact that the government regulates it so tightly must mean something. In summary, estradiol is good for everyone except Big Pharma.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
Do you experience excessive tiredness during the day, difficulty sleeping at night, increased anxiety, or little to no libido? These could all be signs of hormone deficiency. We live in a highly inflamed society where war is being waged against our hormones. The days of aging naturally are gone, but that doesn't mean you can't fight back. At Still City HRT and Weight Loss, we specialize in individualized care with an emphasis on optimization, with routine blood work and open channels of communication. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms or want to join the fight for hormones, text or call 719-669-4223 now. All right, everyone. Time for a little bit of questions and answers now, Q&A time. If you have any questions you would like to be answered on the podcast, be sure to send them to the email that I have in the link below or post it to the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook page. I can't guarantee that I'll do a whole podcast on it, but I can at least feature it in the Q&A section. Question one, should men supplement with estradiol? This is a great question, and while this is a bit taboo outside of gender reassignment, I absolutely believe they should on a case-by-case basis. I've talked to several other providers in this space who have been supplementing estradiol on their male patients on TRT. Studies have actually shown a prostate protective effect of estradiol due to its interaction with estrogen beta receptors, which prevent growth. That coupled with the improvement in bone mineral density, prevention of plaque buildup in the arteries, and improved erection strength sounds kind of like a miracle drug, right? The caveat is finding the sweet spot, because when supplementing with estradiol, we narrow the testosterone to estradiol ratio and risk developing estrogenic side effects such as nipple tenderness, hot flashes, and night sweats. Now, I personally supplement with estradiol every other day for the protective properties and have had my estradiol level as high as 110 picograms per milliliter. But you have to understand that my testosterone levels were north of 1500 nanograms per deciliter, which is pretty common for most men on TRT. I have never developed any estrogenic side effects and in fact noticed an improvement in my physique and skin clarity. This will vary from person to person, and I don't make it a mainstay of therapy, but as time goes on and we learn more about the interplay between estradiol and male health, this is probably going to change. Question number two, does a woman have to be on progesterone while on estrogen? The answer is it depends. Estradiol causes thickening of the uterine lining and increases the risk of endometrial hyperplasia and even endometrial cancer, if not regulated by progesterone. Progesterone stabilizes and thins the uterine lining, and in a physiological cycle, counterbalances estrogen's effects on the body, easing symptoms such as irritability, bloating, and breast tenderness. Technically, if a woman had a hysterectomy, meaning she no longer has a uterus, then you could argue that progesterone is not needed. And while that is true in terms of endometrial hyperplasia, progesterone does so many more amazing things for the brain that it would be unfair to tell a woman to avoid it. I do see this quite often, that a woman has been put on estradiol as monotherapy after having had a hysterectomy, and while she will feel the benefit, it's a small piece of what she could have with progesterone. Our bodies make these hormones together, and when we act on it in an unnatural way, such as surgical removal of an organ, our body doesn't know this. We're trying to achieve a state of health similar to when we were young, healthy, and carefree. And while HRT won't literally make you younger, it can make you feel younger. And as the evidence shows, it will make you healthier. So to sum that up, if a woman has a uterus, progesterone is required. If she doesn't, have a uterus, then technically it is not required. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode of Hormones Happen and hope that you were able to find some value in the information that was provided. If you have any burning questions that you would like to have discussed on the podcast, please send them to the email listed in the description or message us on the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook page. Remember, you are not alone in the war on hormones. Stay optimized.